From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Thursday, May 18th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Congress grapples with AI regulation amid a surge of industry innovations. And 65% of VARs offer managed services, but only 50% achieve profitable growth. This is the Business of Tech. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman testified before the Senate this week. It was a surprisingly friendly set of interactions when compared with other tech hearings recently. Let's pull two paragraphs from The Verge. Quote, Congress's plan to regulate AI is still unclear after Tuesday's hearing, just the first of several lawmakers plan to hold over the summer. A new regulatory agency was discussed the most, but lawmakers ran other ideas past Altman, like making AI companies liable for the harms they inflict on users. Some lawmakers have already introduced bills to restrict the use of AI across industries. Representative Yvette Clark passed a bill requiring new disclosures in political ads that use AI-generated content. Senator Amy Klobuchar put companion legislation in the Senate before the hearing. And here's one from Vice on the hearings. Quote, the U.S. government should consider a combination of licensing or registration requirements for develop and release of AI models above a crucial threshold of capabilities alongside incentives for full compliance with these requirements, Altman said in his written testimony. Altman explained that he wants a governmental agency with the power to give and take licenses so that the U.S. can hold companies accountable. Google Cloud has launched two new AI-powered tools to help biotech and pharmaceutical companies accelerate drug discovery and advance precision medicine. The target and lead identification suite is designed to help companies predict and understand the structure of proteins, a fundamental part of drug development. Another, the Multinomic suite, will also help researchers ingest, store, analyze, and share mass amounts of genomic data. In other vertical offerings, SolarWinds announced it is adding transformative artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities to its IT service management solutions. The new AI features include a virtual agent to help users solve everyday IT problems and guided incident resolution to grant agents the information they need to resolve complex issues. The SolarWinds Service Desk additions are designed to reduce ticket volume by enabling users to remediate easier to solve issues. Disclosure, I'm a SolarWinds shareholder. On the government front, Vice reports on how Customs and Border Protection is using an AI-powered monitoring tool to screen travelers, including U.S. citizens, refugees, and people seeking asylum, which can, in some cases, link their social media posts to their social security number and location data, according to an internal CBP document obtained by Motherboard. The system, called Babel X, lets a user input information about a target, their name, email address, or telephone number, and receive a bevy of data in return, according to the document. Results can include their social media posts, linked IP addresses, employment histories, and unique advertising identifiers associated with their mobile phone. According to the document, the monitoring can apply to U.S. persons, including citizens and permanent residents, as well as refugees and asylum seekers. Zoom is adding Anthropic's Claude to its platform. It's intended to help customer support agents by creating better self-service features that can help guide customers towards relevant solutions. It will soon be able to surface necessary resources for agents while serving customers. Not to be outdone, Microsoft is updating Bing Chat in Edge Mobile, a Bing widget for iOS and Android, and continuous Bing Chat conversations between mobile and desktop. Why do we care? Focusing on the extensive philosophical debates in Congress cleverly avoids the practical short-term impacts of the technology. Consider that as you listen to the debate. There's a head fake in there. I'm focusing on use cases and relevant tools and trying to find the business ones. They're intended to be ideas to inspire action with customers. I'll try and wax poetic less than I offer insights into what's happening. The list of industry-specific announcements continues to grow. I believe it's more than a fad, and time will tell if it's disruptive or accelerant within technology itself. It's likely to be quite disruptive in individual customer industries. I wanted to touch on some new data from TechAisle. Quote, TechAisle data shows that 65% of VARs offer managed services to their customers. Still, only 50%. Less than one-third of all VARs successfully achieve consistent growth and profitability within managed services. The data is similar to 2018. Conversely, 71% of MSPs have succeeded in their managed services business model, and 29% are still striving to achieve profitability and success. Unlike the last several years, MSPs have begun to achieve success in the cloud. 89% of MSPs currently offer cloud, and 72% have achieved cloud success. It is two-thirds of all MSPs, up from less than half in 2018. Why do we care? This set of numbers aligns with service leadership's numbers I cited on May 4th, saying 31% lost money in Q1. So about 30%, nearly one in three. Now, let's acknowledge something. Possible factors for why are differences in business models, marketing strategies, client base, technology stack, skills and expertise, or service offerings. Not all providers are the same. That said, this is a tricky business. Services organizations are less scalable than product ones and generally not as profitable. Remember this when considering the advice of experts and vendors both. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day.
Go to GOZYNTA.com/payments to learn more or get started.
Thanks for listening. Today, National No Dirty Dishes Day. So, eat out of a napkin, make none, or just clean the dishes. I'm going to ponder that one, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.